I say I love you to my friends all the time. Like, I'm an I love you slut. But when it comes to a relationship, I'm really stubborn.
If I was to let my heart just like pour out of me and say I love you to somebody,
you'd
like
saying it within a week,
I would freak someone out.
So me and my partner have been together for 6 months and I said I love you after 4 months. She still hasn't said I love you.
I do really feel it, but I just cannot say it yet because these words, they really mean a lot to me.
So when he did say it, he also said it was okay if I didn't feel the same or wasn't ready to say it, as it didn't change the way that he felt.
Honestly, I do not regret telling him that early on. I'm a very, very big believer. If you feel it in the moment, you should just express how you feel.
Hi, I'm Dee Salmon, and do you know what I'm loving at the moment?
What are you loving, Dee Salmon?
The female gaze going mainstream.
Oh!
Like, I am obsessed with Off Campus. Just finished it.
Oh, nice.
And it just made me realize, like, how robbed I was growing up watching so many TV shows and movies that were through the male gaze.
Yeah.
In Off Campus, there's a lot of casual sex, right? And there's a lot of hookups and, like, guys who were just, like, not really wanting to commit or whatever. But they're still so dreamy, so respectful, so consensual. The vibes are high across everyone. And I'm like, this is what I wish I grew up watching, because it would have changed a lot of the people I ended up sleeping with.
That makes a lot of sense. I'm only one episode in, and immediately I was like, oh, the EQ on these men, like, really different to what we normally see in terms of like a soapy kind of like rom-commy felt like TV show, right?
And everyone's going, all the guys are going down on girls. That's the sex they're having.
We love that.
Eating pussy. That's it.
And you know what? It's not only Off Campus. We got Heated Rivalry. We got some Bridgerton. It's very female gaze at the moment and we love it.
And Romanticy. So yeah, I'm really, really loving that for once. It's all about the girlies.
I love that.
Yeah, it's really healing.
Hi, I'm Pip Rasmussen. And what I'm loving at the moment is 2016 renaissance in terms of pop culture. You may have noticed like people were posting online like, you know, throwbacks like earlier this year to like 2016, because everything's just like so cooked at the moment. They were like, here's 2016 me. And then like, let's put all these like fun filters on our photos like it's 2016 and like just not care about like social media really. But I was going to say specifically like music, your boy Kid Laroi. His new music is so, so in the club 2016. Like, you'd hear it at like
David Guetta.
Yeah, like a department store, like kind of fun vibe where like, you're just like simple, fun, good. Yes. Like that. And his vocals, I'm just like, there's something about this. And I was like, I think someone in the room, the producers were like, hey, nostalgia stuff is really working this year because everyone's really burnt out. Let's do that. And I'm loving it.
Everyone wants to go back to a simpler time. look, we're not going to be talking about a simpler time. Mm. We're actually going to be talking about, well, it might be simple for some people, but it can be really complicated.
It can be.
Saying I love you for the first time.
The three scariest words in a relationship.
Yeah.
Are you the kind of person that like runs towards that and you're just like blurting it out? Or are you the kind of person that's like holding off and being like, oh, it's too much?
Yeah, for some people, it can genuinely be like one of the hardest things to say. They might have never grown up saying it. Their parents might have not said it to them. Maybe they've never said it to anyone before. So we want to explore, firstly, how long should it take?
Yeah.
Because I think we have some unspoken rules that we need to unpack about when you should have already said it.
Yes.
But also when it's too quick to say it.
Yes. And when you say it and then the person doesn't say it back, and like maybe explore the reasons like why that might be. We're also going to look at like the classic argument of like timing versus feeling when you say I love you and figure out where you stand on that. And also maybe when you shouldn't say it. There's so many angles on this. I fear that this is going to be a long podcast. So let's get into it.
So I don't think we've even mentioned this on the pod yet, Pip, but we've had a new producer. Wow, I just like really slapped myself. I feel really strongly about this. We've had a new producer who's been helping out every now and then with the hookup. Her name is Camille. She's fabulous. And she actually was the inspiration behind this episode because she is seeing someone at this current time and they haven't said I love you yet. And it's starting to freak her out. And so she was like, can you please do a whole episode about when is the right time, what to do if you say it and they don't say it back.
Yeah. So obviously great topic. Something we haven't actually really covered, I don't think, for a couple of years at least. So we wanted to get into it. Before we get into your answers, just quickly, Where do you stand in terms of saying I love you? Is this something that you're really scared about and it's something you take really seriously? Or
with my first boyfriend, I was so scared to do it. Like, felt physically sick. Like, I just like couldn't do it.
Yeah.
And I think I have not really, like, I say I love you to my friends all the time. Like, I'm an I love you slut. But when it comes to a relationship, I'm really stubborn. Like, I'm so guarded, which everyone who listens to this already knows. Like, I'm so cautious in love. And so I am definitely someone who will go for as long as possible without saying it and be really stubborn in wanting them to say it first.
Okay. I'm like the complete opposite.
Yeah. I was like, you are so opposite to that.
I am the kind of person that is holding back. Like, I feel my feelings. I get really infatuated with people. I want to say it so quickly in romantic relationships. And most of the time I've been like the kind of person that's really trying to like not blurt it out, but then I always end up being the first person to say it, which is so annoying. But luckily, it's always been reciprocated. No one's ever been like, that's nice. And I'm like, fuck, thank God they felt the same way. So I feel like I always choose the right time.
Yes.
But I definitely am an I love you slut for sure.
Yeah. I can't wait to get into the timing of it because I feel like it's such a nuanced art. But we did ask you on our Instagram at Triple J The Hookup. Go and follow us already if you aren't. And we said, who said I love you first? Of course, 50-50.
Oh.
50% of you said it first, 50% of your partner said it first.
Okay, so this is where I wish we had a more detailed poll, a way to really get into like the nuts and bolts of it, because like I'm already asking questions of like, is there a gendered split in here? Like, yes. Are women more likely to say it first than 100%. Men? We simply cannot do that on an Instagram poll. It's not powerful enough.
But here, speaking of gendered, which we love, speaking of gendered, we did get this voice memo from Jasmine who feels really similar to how I do.
Personally, I find myself making the conscious choice to not be the person that says I love you first to a man as a woman. I just get so physically sick and embarrassed at the thought of putting my heart out there and telling them I love them, and then they flip a switch and that's not what this was. We never liked each other like that. You've gotten the wrong impression. Even though it was so clear that they loved you too, it just hits you hard in the heart and I just don't want to do it anymore. If I love someone, I will wait for them to tell me they love me.
Jazz has been burned, obviously.
I know, and that's science.
It's just culture as well.
It's like I think so many women have been burnt, so many hetero women have been so burnt by men in the past or from their parents, and they've gone, do you know what? I don't feel safe. It's definitely a thing. But yeah, I wish we did more of a poll.
I know.
I want to hear about the timelines though, because this to me is, like I said, like a bit of an unspoken rule. I feel like realistically, you kind of want to say it within 6 months, right? We asked you, how long do you wait to tell a partner you love them? 6% of you, under a month. 49% of you, 1 to 3 months.
Ooh.
32% of you, 3 to 6, and 13% of you, 6+ months. 49 between 1 and 3. That is wild to me. I'm like,
you think that's really quick?
I've got milk that's been sitting in my fridge for longer. I'm just like, I don't know. You know how I feel, but I really believe that you don't truly know someone like after 3 months. Like, there's just no way. There's no way.
Well, this is funny because when Camille brought this to us, producer Camille, she was feeling absolutely sick to her stomach because we were like, well, how long has it been since your partner, you know, said I love you? She said, it's been 6 months. And we all went, oh. But
that
anyway.
That feels so normal to me. I don't know why. Like, for me, 6 months feels so normal. And I'm so shocked by the 1 to 3. How quickly have you said it before?
I would say I'm probably in that just a crossover of like 1 to 3 or 3 to 6. Like, it's usually like, I would say a nice sweet spot for me would be like 4 months probably. I feel like you can fast track something because of social media and how much you talk and text to somebody. If you're talking to them like every single day for like 4 months straight, it kind of does feel like you start to slip into that vibe of like, I really want to say it. And I think I've been there. And I think maybe with you and your partner, like how long did it take you guys? More than 6 months.
Yeah, 6+ months.
Yeah. And were you talking every day?
No, I think I've said this before as well, like we dated really intentionally, like we took our time really getting to know each other. And I think that comes with life experience, right? Because I just feel like I've been so burnt in the past that with this relationship, I really did want to take it slowly and really get to know each other and actually be sure about each other before we like, yep, jumped in, said I love you and committed.
Yeah.
Which I'm so glad we did.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, the last thing I would ever want is to like get swept up in something really quickly and then be left really hurt.
Yeah. 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 Okay. That's interesting. Because I think like if you potentially were talking like every day, I think that timeline would have moved up potentially.
Oh, yeah. And I've done that in the past.
Exactly.
Where it's like you just are so obsessed with each other.
Yeah.
But interestingly, we also wanted to find out when saying I love you, what matters more? Does the timing matter or does just following your feelings? Like as soon as you hear in your head I love you, should you just follow that and say it?
Yeah.
Or should you be really cautious and careful like I am and worry about the timing? 83% of you said follow your feelings, which I am so shocked by.
I am so surprised by this because firstly, I thought we were in a post-romantic era. I thought everyone was like not about following their heart and like wearing their heart on their sleeve. And I thought that people were going to be more cautious. And even as coming from a heart on her sleeve girly, like I love saying I love you and I'm basically holding myself back, chomping at the bit, being like, fuck, you know, I know that it's not the right time. If I was to let my heart just like pour out of me and say I love you to somebody,
you'd
like
saying it within a week,
I would freak someone out. It would be like
too soon.
It'd probably
too
be
soon.
Like a month or 2 months, and it would be like way too soon for that to happen.
Yeah. I'm really surprised. But a lot of you DM'd us and said, nope, it's about your feelings. Phoebe said, I say it if I've been saying it in my mind already for a good while and I've sussed out their feelings a bit.
Mm.
Natasha saying I love you is all up to when you're feeling it, not when society deems it's acceptable. And maybe you also just need a little bit of help saying I love you and following your instinct. And this is what happened to Alice.
Me and my now ex, about 3.5 weeks after we started talking, we got an Airbnb for the weekend. And on one of the days, we dropped a tab of acid each. Now, if you've done acid before, you know that everything is like super intense. Your feelings are super intensified. About 8 hours into the trip, while we were having sex, he turned around and he said to me he was in love with me. And I turned around and told him that I loved him back. In the moment, it just felt super, super right. Everything was so intense. We felt like almost like a soul connection, I guess you could say. And we discussed it later. And we both said that we didn't regret it at all. We ended up dating about 3 weeks after that. And we dated for 6 months. Honestly, I do not regret telling him that early on. I'm a very, very big believer. If you feel it in the moment, you should just express how you feel.
Do you know what I wonder?
What?
When it comes to taking drugs and that changing how you feel about someone, does that then shift forever how you feel about them?
How do you mean?
Like I knew someone who did MDMA and then got a massive crush on the guy that she was at the party with.
Yeah.
And really was like, he's the love of my life, and then hyperfixated on him being the love of her life.
Yeah.
And then so when she went back to being normal and sober, she was obsessed with him.
Right.
But I'm
so
like,
it like unlock something for her.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
I think what's great about Alice's experience, thank God she didn't regret it. Because I feel like there would be people who have unlocked that part of their brain and let something out that maybe wasn't
actually,
real.
I know I do this every episode, but there was actually a Sex and the City episode where that happened. And Samantha took ecstasy with that guy. Was it Dick? Or the really hot rich guy.
Yeah.
And she was like trying so hard to not come on too strong.
Yeah.
And she did ecstasy. They had sex. She said, I love you during sex. And he didn't say back.
It can go really wrong.
Yeah. And then she spiraled. She was like,
wrong.
This is, I think, where the episode, there's like an episode where they talk about how like if they don't say it back within like a week or 2 weeks or however long, then the relationship is doomed.
Yeah. Okay. Well, we're actually going to hear some stories about when people haven't said it back. So if you're in that boat, in that scenario, stay tuned. We'll get to it very soon. But yeah, we also got a voice memo from Mandy talking about when you feel it and you know, you really got to go with that feeling.
I told my partner of 9 years that I loved him after only 4 months of dating. I remember we were just having a conversation on the phone. I was having like a bad day at work, and it was just in that moment I was just like, I love this man. He just knows me so much so quickly, and he's just saying all these things that are just so supportive, and I just, without thinking, I just blurted out, I love you. It was really funny because he was on the phone at work and he said, oh, I love you too. And I just said to him, like, you know, if I've put you on the spot, like if you felt like you had to say it before you were ready? And he's like, no, I do mean it. I just didn't expect you to just blurt it out like that in that moment. I just knew it and I just said it.
Mandy's almost convinced me with that, actually, because that exact scenario, I'm like, you know what? Yeah, fuck the timing. That does make sense to say it in that moment when someone's really seeing you.
I feel like the longer you try and hold it back, the more likely it's going to come out in a really weird way. Mm. You know what I mean? It's like,
you've overthought it.
When they're like just woken up, about to go in the shower, or I don't know, you know, just like random. It's like never the romantic way that you thought it would be, like just blurting it out in the shops, yeah, or blurting it out on the phone or whatever it is. I feel like that's such a sign of, I've been holding this down for so long.
That's so true, actually. Like, it does feel supernatural and organic.
Okay, I want to circle back to people who stay at under 3 months, because like I said, do you actually really know someone that quickly?
Yeah,
I don't know. But Lily sent us a voice memo saying that it doesn't really matter how quickly said, it's whether or not you actually mean it.
It doesn't matter when someone says they love you. It matters whether they mean it. And you won't know that until they've proven it to you. And that could be 3, 6, 12 months later, whether those feelings stay the same and consistent and true, or whether they turn around and say, actually, I'm not sure, I don't know anymore. And maybe they changed, but also maybe they never meant what they said and they never really loved the version that you are or the versions that you would become. So it doesn't matter when, it just matters if they mean it. That takes time.
Fuck, that's so deep, but it's true.
I fully agree. I'm like, actions speak so much louder than words.
Yeah.
And this is such a telltale sign, not to get serious, of like love bombing.
Yeah.
Because like, I know that one of my really good friends had a guy say, I love you, after 2 weeks. And she got swept up in the romance of it all and swept up in the passion and the messaging all the time and the constantly him wanting to see her and buy her presents and blah, blah, blah. And then turns out he was just a full fuckboy, ghosted her eventually, like just obviously didn't mean any of it, but just like knew that that's how he would get her.
What I also took from Lily's voice memo as well was like, because it's the emphasis is about how you say it with intention and mean it, and then your actions, and it will take time for you to really realize if someone was real or not. It's almost like, yeah, it's risky to do, but you've got to take the risk anyway. And you just have to spend time in the relationship to realize if they were for real or not. Mm. And I guess like people like hearing this and going, fuck, it's so scary and so risky. It's like, well, yeah, it's vulnerable and it's hard.
We also wanted to find out though, we've spoken about when you actually said I love you,
mm-hmm,
and the time frame, but we wanted to know, when did you actually want to say it? So when did you start having those intrusive thoughts about saying I love you? 23% of you said under a month.
Yeah. So that's a huge jump up.
Yeah. Because previously, what was that?
6%.
6%. So you are feeling the feels real quickly.
Yeah.
But you're zip mouthed.
You're holding on to it.
52% of you said you felt it in 1 to 3 months.
Which is pretty similar to the 49.
Which is pretty similar.
Yeah.
18%, 3 to 6 months. 7%, 6+ months.
Yeah.
So everyone is, a majority of you are feeling it quite quickly.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm getting from this poll, which is really, like, really, really interesting. And I think, you know, that's obviously why we wanted to do this episode about when should you say it.
Yeah. And not to be that person again.
Oh.
Sorry to bring her up again.
Oh, my God.
No,
no, no. But this is like one of the all-time interviews.
I'm still so obsessed.
Love Dr. Anna Machen.
I keep saying to my friends, have you listened yet? Hello?
Yeah.
No. Dr. Anna Machen, episode we did about love. She is world-renowned expert on love. And, yeah, something that has kind of stuck with me and maybe why I'm being a bit cynical about this episode was she said that sometimes what we think is love isn't actually love, it's actually lust. Mm. So that attraction that you feel at the start and those really excited like high highs and like that like excitement and the oxytocin, like that is all not love. Like that's actually just like limerence and lust. But she was like, love, actual love is like a deep bond. That's a different, it's like, I can't remember the chemical's name, but it's a different chemical that's released. And she said that takes time to develop and it's actually about attachment. So I do feel a bit skeptical when people say like, oh, I loved them within a month, or I loved them within a couple of weeks. Like, yeah. 23% of you said under a month.
Yeah, it's like you don't really know them. You've also got your biological like lust and limerence going like, ooh, are they a good mating partner? Should I like pair up with them? And thirdly, I keep thinking about like familial love where you're like, oh, that's like years and there's like blood and history. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And like that's the deep love I think she's kind of almost talking about, which you can obviously get with a romantic partner, but it takes time.
Yeah. So I think that when people think I love you, like obviously you think it, you mean it. Mm-hmm. But I just wonder if we are getting a little bit confused about like lust and excitement over actual attachment, deep love of being like, no, I am in love with you. I love you.
All right, so we're up to the bit in the podcast where we talk about when people don't say it back. And it happens, not to me, because I timed it right. Or maybe people just felt pressured to say it back to me. I don't know. Let's not get into that.
We don't know if people mean it when they say it back.
They might not have meant it. Who knows? I'm going to live my life thinking that they did. But yeah, we had a lot of stories from you talking about what it was like, including from Will.
So me and my partner have been together for 6 months and I said I love you after 4 months. She still hasn't said I love you, and it now makes me uncomfortable to say that I love you.
Joel here saying been both first and second to say it. Have taken it back too because I was unsure after having said it. Once you feel it, give it a week or two to confirm. Hurts to revoke it.
Sorry. I didn't know we were allowed to revoke.
I don't think it's a revoke. It's a no take backsies. Like once it's out, it's out.
How do you
out.
Revoke and I love you?
I don't know.
Oh, by the way, when I said that I loved you, I didn't mean it. That's probably a revoke.
Obviously, that's the fear when someone doesn't say it back. You want to revoke it because you're literally like, oop, I went too far. But you can't it back. You can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, you know? I'm just saying.
I need to know more, Joel.
I know.
How did you take it back?
Anyways. Is it fully necessary for someone to say it back? And can you see yourself in a relationship with them? You know, like Will was like 2 months has gone by and he hasn't heard it back.
See, that's why I think that unspoken rule of like you kind of do need them to say it back within a certain time frame, because unless you're the world's most secure person, you are going to feel insecure about that. Like you are going to feel vulnerable. You're going to feel rejected. And those are big, deep emotions to have to sit with in a relationship and not have that impact the dynamic, right? Like I just can't imagine that I wouldn't, as an overthinker, be constantly thinking about the fact that they haven't said it back. And so I would be always overanalyzing like their actions and why they haven't said it and are they going to say it now. And so I don't know. I don't think that you can just like continue on in bliss.
But you'll be happy to know that there are a lot of people who got in touch with us who actually are very secure and have not heard an I love you back, and they were fine with it. This is so crazy. You'll love this. This is from Rosie.
I said I love you about 3 months into our relo and about 7 months after we met. I just felt it and I couldn't contain it. I had to say it. And then he said it about 7 months after I did. It was funny because he said it flippantly. And I was like, that's the first time you said it. And he was like, I said it before. And I was like, to who? He had explained when I said it that it takes longer for him to feel his feelings and that he cared a lot about me. I didn't really mind that he hadn't said it what I did because I knew how he felt, and I didn't say to get a response either. I just wanted him to know how I felt.
And that is a secure queen, waiting 7 months and being okay with it. And I think the difference there is he obviously communicated with her, right?
I was about to say, I think when you know someone's background, like if you were with someone, you were like, look, this is a really, really big word for me to say.
Yeah.
It means a lot. I've never said it. My family and I didn't say it growing up. Like it's, you know, there are so many reasons why there might be a lot of weight or even waiting.
Mm.
And so if you communicate that, then like, sure, absolutely.
Yeah.
But I feel like for a lot of people, you're kind of just getting, that's nice.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
When
someone
says love you, that's so nice. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Well, let's hear from a couple of people who kind of found out their partner's reason, I guess, as to why they weren't jumping at the L word. Let's hear from Jess. So her partner said, I love you, a month into the relationship, and she responded with like, you make me so happy, or something along those lines. She didn't say it back, and then it kind of just like popped out in the public, in the wild, and we asked her whether or not it like bothered her partner, the fact that she didn't say it back immediately. And this is what she sent us.
We had definitely spoken a lot when we first got together about what we'd both been through in life, both in and out of relationships. And I said, feeling safe was a massive thing for me, like huge. And sometimes it took me a little while to get comfortable with people. We'd communicated about it so much, and I was very honest about it from the very beginning. So when he did say it, he also said it was okay if I didn't feel the same or wasn't ready to say it, as it didn't change the way that he felt, which just helped how comfortable I was with him that much more. So definitely communication.
What Jess was saying kind of reminded me of like when people have had kind of bad relationships in the past, and they might not be that willing to part with the words "I love you" straight away. And this is something that Luca told us.
My partner said that she loved me after about 2 months of dating, and I had been in a really shitty relationship before that. So I responded that I do really feel it, but I just cannot say it yet because these words, they really mean a lot to me and it weighs heavy. So she really understood that, and she didn't feel offended or weird. She just said, take your time. And a little while later, I felt like I could fully reciprocate the word.
That feels so healing to me. Mm. Like, as someone who can completely relate to you, Luca, like having someone give me that space and acceptance and being like, I fully understand. Take your time.
Yeah.
God, I know it's hypocritical because I probably would never do that to someone else, but feels nice.
Communication is key. Like, it's so, so important. Like, Jess and Luca, like, great examples of that where you just don't leave the other person in the dark, knowing, like, not knowing why or when it might happen or if it will happen. Yeah. It's like, just say, maybe this is why, you know? Also, when we're talking about why people might not feel comfortable saying, I love you, family dynamics, something that you mentioned before, this definitely came up in our DMs. So Ruby messaged us saying, I love you is easy because it was something my family says all the time. It did not come naturally for my ex. His family didn't have a healthy way to express love. This was incredibly difficult for me because it's what I expected to hear, but I didn't get. Do you relate to this?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I am half Russian. It's not something that is really said in Russia. Like, it's like, you know, they're quite, it's like quite a stoic, strong culture historically as well. And that's just, it's, yeah, not something that people usually say. And then my family, we didn't really say it until after I had my car accident. And then I think when you, like, you know, lol, nearly die, everyone realizes how important it is to say I love you. And then we all just said I love you to each other all the time. And now we always just say I love you.
Yeah.
Like, it's so natural now. For my family, like, we all just, like, on phones, on messages, it's like we always say I love you.
Yeah. I really feel like I've taken that for granted with my family. It's very, like, natural for us to say it.
Yeah.
Although I always, it's taken me years to get my grandma to say it back to me. And I'm like, that's a generational thing. Like, I know she loves me, but she, like, never says it.
You say,
it.
Love you, grandma.
And she I just always goes, say, mm-hmm. When we have, like, a phone call, I'll be like, at the end, I'll be like, I love you, grandma. And she'll be like, oh, you're terrific, darling. Have a great, and I'm like, say it back. Sorry for grandma. She has said it once or twice. And I was like, damn, she really, I am the favorite. I am the favorite grandchild. Because I don't think she says to anyone else. But it's a generational thing.
Yeah.
But yeah, there are a lot of different, like, cultural differences and, like, reasons why people might not express, like, the words I love you. So there are different, like, cultures which is, like, collectivist or individualist. So in a lot of Asian and Indian and other collectivist cultures, love is shown through action. So, like, providing food or, like, acts of service and gifts rather than, like, a verbal declaration, which is kind of like a very Western thing in some ways.
Yeah, absolutely. Which kind of circles back again to, I can't remember who it was, but was talking about people can say I love you, but it's about their actions after.
Yeah.
So actions speak louder than words. Like, sometimes someone can just say I love you, but how are they acting? And I think that, yeah, like, you're right. Like, maybe we in our Western world put too much emphasis on having those words said. Gemma said, I've been in a non-monog relo with my partner for a year. We know we love each other, but we've never said I love you. Our actions speak louder. We say I appreciate you often. The deep emotional connection is next level.
Beth also said, 14 months in and live together. Haven't said it out loud yet, but our actions daily show it versus past relationships.
Like, I would way rather a relationship with action. Are showing that they love me rather than them actually saying I love you.
Can't I have both? I love words of affirmation. I want action.
Like, I want words.
I want words. I want all of the above.
Yeah, but if we're talking about someone just saying it and then not showing you, you know what I mean?
That's true. Well, also, can I just say that DM from Gemma, I appreciate you. I would love to talk about all the different ways that I have said I love you to someone without saying I love you because, like, as I said, very quick to want to say it. And so I found very many different words to basically say
what do
it.
You say?
I say, I really like you.
Oh yeah, that's a classic.
It's a classic. That it's is very a classic. Primary school, but it works.
Or just like the flirting and being like, I love your hair.
Yeah.
I love that about you.
I appreciate you. Or even just going a illy and you're just like, it doesn't really count because it's like I-L-Y.
Do you know what absolutely doesn't count?
What?
Love you.
Oh my God.
If I hear anyone, no, actually friends are fine. I'm like, whatever. If
that's fine.
My partner says love you, I'll go, excuse me?
Uh-uh.
Where's the I?
Where's the I? It matters.
It matters.
It's different.
It's so different.
I was actually kind of nervous because someone I dated once when I first said I love you, they said love you back. Like they were like, love you too.
You said, I love you.
I said, I love you. And they said, love you too. And I was like, not the same. It's not the same. It's not the same. I'm sorry. I'll die on this hill.
It's absolutely not the same.
It's so fucked.
But so many of you are finding different ways to say it. Marie's saying, my ex and I were learning Auslan together. They said, I love you in sign. And it was our first time telling it.
Also, we looked up how to do this. If you're watching at home or on Spotify or on YouTube,
yeah,
this is how you do it.
Ready?
Describe what I'm doing for the people listening.
You are pointing at yourself, two hands over your heart, pointing at the person.
And the hands over the heart is almost like bird wings.
Bird wings.
Like crossed really over each beautiful. Other. It's so beautiful. That's Auslan, baby.
I'm going to do that more often.
Yeah.
Okay, Pitt, we need to chat about when you should absolutely not say it.
Ooh.
Becca sent us a DM. Do not say it during sex. My friends with benefits said it to me and I pretended not to hear.
Oh, no.
Never say it during sex. But you know what? It probably happens so much more often than we realize during sex.
We had a lot of people come through and say, don't say it when you're drinking. And I have some thoughts on this, but first let's hear from Anna.
My ex would only express his emotions when he was drunk, which was really hard for me as someone who wears her heart on her sleeve and is always clear with her emotions. He would say things like, I love you and I can't wait to move in with you. I can't wait to travel the world. We should do this, this, and this, and this. And then when he was sober, he would be like, oh, that was just a thought. I didn't mean anything behind it. Like, you're reading too much into it. And that was a real whiplash of emotions for me through that entire relationship.
I hate that so bad.
Oh, no.
Like that, because I was going to come in and defend the drunk I love you because I've done it.
No, that's not it.
But that is not it. To deny it after it happened.
At least be like, haha, silly. Stupid. Like, yeah, like you can be a bit embarrassed if you were really vulnerable.
Yeah.
And that's hard for you to do. But to completely, to your partner to be like, no, I didn't mean it. But I said it to my first ex when we were drunk, but we were also fighting.
Oh.
Well, he said it to me first, but I remember it came out when we were like fighting.
Because you're like passionate.
And drunk. But it was like, I think fighting over him not showing me that he loved, like him, me feeling like he didn't appreciate me or didn't like show up for me or something. And he would have been like, I do, I love, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which, don't do it like that.
No.
No.
When it comes out like that, it's, ooh,
not like that. But you don't want your first time to be someone like threatening, angry, trying to prove that they care about you.
Yeah. Because that seems like it almost like a get out of jail card for him as well. Just to be like, well, fuck you, I love you. There. You made me said it. Like, you know what I mean? Was that the energy?
Yeah.
Yep.
Kind of. Yep.
I can see. I know what that is. I've seen many TV shows and movies where that happens. And it's not a good memory. But not to defend the drunk, I love you. But I've done it. And it sometimes helps. I'm sorry. Like, sometimes it's a little gateway. A gateway drug or a gateway cocktail or two. You know?
Well, yeah, because the next day you can go, did you mean it when you said that?
Yeah, because I've had that moment where it's been kind of cute where you're literally like, I know I said this, but like, do you feel like the same? Are you sure? And then they go, yeah, of course. And then it's like,
the next morning when you're like, ugh.
But sometimes you just need a little liquid courage. It's so hard to say. Like, it's so hard.
I feel like saying I love you drunk or having a few drinks is like a soft I love you. But the real I love you comes after when you discuss it the next day.
The sober I love you is
the kind of vulnerable hangover. Pun intended, but just being like, did you mean that?
You know what goes even harder than a sober I love you? Eye contact during sex saying I love you.
No, we just said not to do that.
Yeah, I know, but what I'm talking about.
Oh, when you actually mean
this,
it.
When Becca was talking friends with benefits, I'm talking about long-term relationship. Like that shit is, that's hardcore vulnerability. Yeah. That is hard.
That actually could be a good moment to do it.
Could be.
If you both really mean it.
You really want to make
sure,
though.
Well, this is kind of where we landed, right, with the conclusion, Pip.
Yes.
It is all about intentionality.
It is.
Feelings, timings. Oh, it's going to be so individual.
Yeah.
But we heard from you saying, Calmberry, at Calmberry, said, life's too short. Scream it from the rooftops if you love someone and detach if it affects you if they don't say it back. It's just words, and if you mean it in that moment, then just say it.
I like what Jack sent to us as well.
If you're worried that telling someone that you love them is going to scare them away, then they probably aren't the one. If you love someone, you should just be able to tell them.
Absolutely.
And that's tea. I mean, that at the bottom line
couldn't
is like that.
Myself. I also just think, like, if you say it and you mean it, then you're doing life right.
Yeah, you did the right thing.
You're doing life right.
Yeah.
And I also think, yeah, if they don't handle that I love you with respect and grace, then I don't know if they're for you.
Yeah. And if they don't say it back straight away, as long as they communicate it and you're not left in the dark, because it's very scary. It's a hard, it's an intense milestone, and your relationship truly does shift, like when it's said. So, you know what? We didn't come to an answer with this, but we hope you enjoyed the journey. Thank you so much to everyone who sent us a voice memo and DM on this. It was so good, and there were so many angles. Hopefully we covered all of them. Love you. See you in the DMs.
I know, I was about to say, love you.